Hi, this is Stan Hayes with Operation Barbecue Elite, one of the top 10 CNN heroes for 2017. And you are on the road with Dane with WGN.
Seven 20 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And on the line with us now is a guy that's been well known in the barbecue world as a champion pitmaster, an inspirational force, and founder of Operation Barbecue Relief. He and his team, including some of the greatest personalities in the world of barbecue, have been heroes for hundreds of thousands of people around the country that have been hit by every single kind of disaster. But now the entire world is in on it, as the title CNN hero is going to be forever attached to his name and bio. The one and only Stan Hayes, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane. I appreciate the opportunity.
It's an honor to have you on, and this is the kind of thing that, you know, we've had you on in a number of times. And of course, you know, all the people in the barbecue world are familiar with all the stuff that you do. It's kind of cool, especially for an award, and we've had a number, certainly on the station here, and even I've interviewed a number of them over the years. Usually the people that are the CNN heroes, you know, they're leaders in kind of new and innovative education, medicine, world peace, stuff like that. It's cool to see barbecue in there.
You know, it's been humbling, to say the least, to be part of that group when you see everything that those people do. So it's pretty awesome.
It is awesome. Well, so here's the thing, and for the uninitiated and for those not aware of everything that is going on, you know, you guys have been doing stuff since 2011, and I remember that, you know, the tornado Joppa, Missouri, you guys mobilized to go and just help out. And it's one of the things that I think is very cool. It's one thing to have a great idea and some way to help something out there that needs to be supported and changed. But this kind of happened sort of grassroots-wise. You went down there, you did this, and it really kind of caught on in a big way.
Absolutely. I mean, in fact, you know, for up until a couple of years ago, it's all been nothing but grassroots, and it continues. Grassroots is really the base of the organization, but we've been able to really grab on to some corporate sponsorships and some other partners that have helped us propel above even more. But, you know, the organization, I mean, at the backbone is a core of, you know, somewhere around 6,000 volunteers that have given, you know, time, their own money, and a lot of heart to, you know, we've done over 1.75 million meals now.
Wow.
That's 44 different disasters and 24 different states. And so I sit there in awe. Really, to me, the heroes are, those are the heroes, you know, those 6,000 people that have you know, put their own life on hold.
And it's an opportunity, it's a platform to kind of share what it is you're doing, how you're doing it, and all kind of that great work. But it's really incredible when you mention, you know, all of those different disasters and every different kind, you know, 44 of them all across the country. You know, there's some that make it to the headlines, you know, that are big, you know, hurricanes and things like that. But I think that's important to note, right, that you guys are mobilizing and supporting, you know, a lot of disasters and situations that never make the papers.
Absolutely. And you know, I think people could argue that those ones that don't make the papers, those people need, you know, our help as much, if not more, than the large disasters, the Irmas, the Harveys, and things like that over the years, because when it's not in the media, when it's not in the news, you don't tend to get the money, the resources coming in from organizations like mine, because people don't know about it.
Well, here's a couple of things that I think are unique to what it is that you're doing, and I think it's something to highlight as well, is you've got the people, you've got the community, you've got those individuals, you know, kind of their DNA, how they're hardwired, and then you've got the food. You know, in the community, the barbecue community, you were able to do this, and I've talked to, you know, we have a lot of people in common, a lot of contemporaries in the barbecue world, and they speak highly and have helped and mobilized, and it's just something unique about the people that are out there. And these are, you know, going from mom and pop places and small places and in communities all over the place to some people that are household names in the food world, you know, on some of those biggest channels, that they've all got on board and supported in different ways Operation Barbecue Relief. What is it about the barbecue community, in your opinion, and as a card-carrying member of it? You don't see, like, the pizza community doing this. You know, all the pizza people don't get together, mobilize and head out to disasters, or the hot, as much as we love hot dogs here and pizza in Chicago, you don't see them doing that kind of stuff. What's different in the DNA of the barbecue people?
I really think you know, the barbecue family, as I call it, is just that. I mean, they are some of the biggest hearted people that have been giving back for so long that I just think it's part of the DNA. I think we all proliferate it from each other. We see, you know, others doing it. We see John Wheeler taking his Christmas morning and cooking for the homeless. We see over the years these people that have gone out and given their time, their own money, and resources to do this. And really, Operation Barbecue Relief, all it did was harness that power from so many and bring it into one concerted effort so we could do something bigger. And I just think it's the heart and soul of our organization.
Here's the other thing, too, is barbecue. And we've had, you know, supporters of yours that have mentioned, you know, from all over the place, whether it's Dave Raymond, whether it's, you know, famous Dave Anderson, you know, Barry from Smoke. I was just talking with him about you yesterday. And, of course, some famous people from all around the country. And there is something kind of unique and different, and nothing to disparage all those other great foods. Chicago's a great food town. We love all foods. But there's something different. So I kind of like, I don't know, primordially important to barbecue, yeah. Right? And it, where it really connects people, unlike any other food, people celebrate with barbecue. They mourn with barbecue. You know, your backyard, all your festivities. There's something unique about the food itself that really does. I don't want to say this, but it actually kind of helps people heal.
You're absolutely right. You know, you think about it, barbecue is a quintessential comfort food. It's what most people... You know, one of the things that most people think about when they think of comfort food out there is barbecue. And then you think of the second aspect of it. I can't think of a time where I went to a bad barbecue. And because of the psychological side of it, didn't matter if your uncle burnt the hamburgers or somebody, you know, something happened at it. It was the people. And so barbecue brings people together. It brings friendship. It brings family. It brings, you know, fun times generally. And yes, I've been to plenty of, you know, where barbecue has been the celebration of life piece after somebody has passed, because that was such a big part of their life. And so I think it's something that when you look at it, it's really just, it brings the people together. And so no matter if it's for 5 minutes, if a person gets a hot, you know, a hot barbecue meal on a deployment, and they're sitting there, and it takes them away from the hurt and the pain that they're feeling today. For 5 minutes, we've done something that helped them, even for a few minutes. So to me, if we help in that way, you know, just a little bit of normalcy for a short period of time is a major, you know, milestone for those people.
I want to let the listeners know we're talking with Stan Hayes. He is one of the founders of Operation Barbecue Relief. He has been a hero to so many people for a long time that have been hit by disasters around the country, and kind of that bat signal for a lot of barbecue individuals, greats, pitmasters, to kind of mobilize and support some of those causes. And he is now nominated as one of the top 10 CNN heroes that are going to be on CNN coming up on December 17th as well. And to give kind of listeners the scope of it, and a lot of this happens under everybody's sort of modern day radar, is, you know, you've got the 7,000 volunteers, you've got over a million meals happening. And so you can say that this is great. Barbecue is wonderful. The people are giving, thoughtful, and can be motivated and inspired. But without you guys, and it doesn't happen by itself. It's one thing to be inspirational, but it's another to kind of do this, right? Organize this. And that's what you guys do, is Operation Barbecue Relief, is you provide that framework to kind of mobilize those masses.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's part of the biggest part of it, and probably the part that no one sees is the logistics that goes into mobilizing people, getting volunteers on site, getting product there, the countless hours of preparation in off season, so to speak, when there isn't a lot of disasters, to be able to improve on everything. I mean, we're going to spend some time in January with a leadership group that's going to come in and, no, we're not going to spend a lot of time on 2017. We know a lot that happened there. We're going to focus on what we can do better in 2018 so we can respond to more disasters. You know, CNN Heroes could give us a major shot in the arm. The winner, the person that's crowned the CNN Hero of the Year, is going to get an additional $100,000 on top of the $10,000 that we've each gotten just being named 2017 Top 10 CNN Hero. And so, you know, The big thing that we have right now is it's a popular vote now. It's to the people to read and listen to our stories and see, look at our videos and everything. And I hope it's compelling enough that, you know, the listeners today, people that are out there, see what we're doing to affect lives through hot meals, and go out there and vote. It's, cnnheroes.com is where they can go to start that process.
Well, all of the people that are represented are all doing amazing things. I think that's a given, and they are all helping out in some amazing ways. And but you look at this, and for Operation Barbecue Relief, and you specifically, Stan, it's kind of the thing that either can touch everybody, has touched everybody, or could touch you. You know, even if you're not necessarily involved in whatever you think the disasters. That's the thing about them is people don't see them coming oftentimes, and you know, and you never know when it's going to be you or a loved one that is going to be in that situation. And I think this is outside of the dollars. The dollars are there. I think that's going to be great, but you are going to be able to reach, and you're doing it right now, you know, reaching and touching and kind of sharing what it is that you do, what you hope to do, and how you hope to help with millions and millions of people. So there's going to be kind of an injection of dollars in, hopefully, and of course we're pulling for you if you get that extra 100,000. But I think to be able to kind of share this story with America through CNN Heroes is going to pay some incredible dividends for you guys down the road.
We certainly hope so. I mean, we've definitely seen an increase in visibility, and that's been part of, you know, the hope over the last year is working on it, getting the brand, so to speak, of Operation Barbecue Relief outside of the barbecue community. I think we're pretty well known there now. Now we want to get it to everybody. We want everybody to know what we do, and it's amazing the number of volunteers that came in from Houston and came from Florida that had no idea who we were, found out about us, you know, one way or another, and came and volunteered. We had people that were taking meals out to churches and stuff that came back and ended up volunteering with us because seeing, you know, the bigger picture of, you know, yeah, I can go help deliver, you know, 500 meals to this place and I can still do that, but I can come back and volunteer here for the day when they're doing 20,000 meals in a day.
It's amazing stuff. It's heartwarming stuff. It's delicious stuff too, because this isn't just sustenance. You know, these aren't like MREs in the military where people can live off of, right? This is some of the best stuff out there, and it is going to those people who can not only need but appreciate it most, especially at those time of need. So last time, give us the information about how people can go on the website, probably over at CNN. Of course, they're going to see you. I know they're doing a lot of previews and promos as we lead up to it, but get in there, place that vote for Stan and Operation Barbecue Relief.
Yeah. It's cnnheroes.com is the website. Up top, you know, you'll go there and you'll see everybody's bio. Mine's one of the first ones there. But there's a little vote now button. You can vote up to 30 times a day, three different ways. One with your Facebook login, one with your Facebook Messenger, which is the easiest. You can go in there and hit that, vote 10 times immediately and be done. And then there's one with an email. So you can vote up to 30 times a day. It ends at basically 11:59 Pacific time on December 12th. That's when the voting is over. And so between now and then, the more votes we can get, the more push that we have could mean that, you know, additional $100,000. But, you know, another thing is if people are listening and they want to give, wait to the show. Wait till December 18th watching the show. Subaru is going to match up to $50,000 for Operation Barbecue Relief for what we raise starting that night of the show to the end, through the end of the year. So we'll have several weeks that people can give after that. And so if they can give $5, that means it's 10. If they give $100, that means it's 200. And for us, that could be another way to really jumpstart, you know, our 2018 going in there to make sure we have the money in the bank to be able to go out there and help people in need after disaster strikes.
You know, what we're going to do is we're going to have on WGNRadio.com, we'll have the links up after the show today to go ahead and be able to vote and vote up to 30 times. And of course, for people in Chicago, I'm not sure, Stan, how familiar you are with our voting history, but 30 times keep voting, I think, would be very natural to us here in Chicago. And we'd encourage even all of our listeners, you know, maybe deceased relatives to also vote. And that would also be very natural here in Chicago as well. But here it is welcome. It is needed to support Stan and Operation Barbecue Relief. And of course, we'll mention it again the night of, I think we're on the day before the actual broadcast too, about the whole kind of getting in there and then taking that time to donate to get that matching gift as well. So Stan, God bless you for everything that you guys are doing. It's really, really awesome to see one of our very own in the world of barbecue getting not only recognition, but an opportunity to be able to do even more. And we're pulling for you. And thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for being on WGN today.
Hey guys, I appreciate it, Dane. I appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit more about Operation Barbecue Relief.